Moroi v'rabai, side lesson from the late Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We are finishing Chazak Chazak v'nis Chazek. We are finishing, hopefully, Corona, number one. But we are finishing Vayakel Pekudei. I'm just very excited because I don't have to be, this is my first year, not behind a thingamajig. Talking to you, I assume we're all vaccinated or had Corona or something like that. Just make me feel good, say yes. I want to dedicate this year for Rufua Shlema. For Efrat Margalit Barchana, unfortunately, I had the bad distinction this Shabbos of one of our members of our outdoor minyan. So his wife, unfortunately, is very sick with cancer. And Rav Shmuel Eliyahu changed her name to Efrat. She had a name, Margalit Chaviva Barchana, changed her name to Efrat Margalit. Efrat had the words in it, Tirape, and it's Kabbalistic. And unfortunately, I was the one who had to change the name. It's very emotional as we've been through this process with him, with the husband. And should have a refuah shleima b'soch shaar kol Yisrael. This should be the refuah with her name changed. And I was thinking about her. Also, another friend of ours, Shira Bas Devor Leah, unfortunately, still needs rachamei shamayim. Rebbeinu Shem send these wonderful women as well as the many cholim. Specifically those who are still sick because of Corona. Certainly, of course, Jake's father-in-law should have a refuah shleima. My father-in-law, Tzvi Ben Pesha. My father as well, Ms. Kalman Ben Fega, also is a little bit of a walking problem. All the cholim in Yisrael should be zoicha to walk normally as we come up to the Beis HaMikdash, as you guys are going tomorrow to the Beis HaMikdash. So I'll take the Americans a little bit longer because they're not allowed in yet. But okay, fine. So we finished the Sefer Shemos. We finished Sefer Shemos, Parshas HaChodesh. We're getting really close to Pesach HaBa'aleinu Latova. And I agree. And there is a gorgeous pasuk in this Parsha. The Tiferes Shimshon, the great Rav Shimshon Pinchas, points this beautiful idea out. And it's something to think about because one of the Yetzaharas, we just read, of course, the Chet HaEgel. And we were very fortunate, as the Gemara tells us, that we don't have the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah anymore. We don't understand it. Like, we can't understand. And I was just reminding myself of a story this week. I'll be giving a shiur on stock investments and things of that nature, owning chametz and things like that, chametz stocks and all these different things. So I was reminded of a story. I think I was sitting next to someone on the plane, a firm person on one of my many trips, and I asked them, what do you do for a living? That's like a common question, right? You really should ask them and say, how many mesechtas have you finished? But okay, this is what firm people ask. What do you do for a living? So he said, I'm into psalm. So I'm like, what, what? Psalm. I'm like, psalm, what? He goes, I own a family business. I go, what do you mean you do? What does that mean? He goes, we make pesels. You know what a pesel is? I'm like, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, we make a avodah zarah. My father wasn't religious. He brought this business in it. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you, right? So I was shocked. Like, this guy, I don't even know how it's possible. So we don't have the Yetzahara for psalm. It's an isser. It's an isser to have a business like that, by the way. I know somebody else who has a business. They make the candles. Christians, you know, they like these. Right, say it. It's not a business you should be in. Consult your local halachic authority. It's not a halachic here. But in any case, so we don't have that yetzer. So Rav Bitterman in his weekly Shabbos thoughts, which we'll get to at the end, I think, speaks about that we have other types of yetzeharas, right? And he says the yetzer of avodah zarah, we know the Gemara tells us, is being angry, getting angry, something I certainly need to work on. A person gets angry, it's sort of like over to avodah zarah. Person starts screaming, it's a avodah zarah, mamash in front of you. He also speaks out that being sad is a avodah zarah as well. A person who's sad, sometimes we get sad by avodas habayre. This week I saw that Rav, the great, amazing Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer on Corona came out. It's unbelievable. It's like, I don't know, 300 pages. And he has different tshuvas. So Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to learn it together with my kids. So one of the tshuvas that we learned was last year, it's hard to believe, this is a year of tshuvas. So last year he discusses about listening to music during Sefiras Omer. And he discusses that it's not a blanket heter. But there's a concept called dikayon, where people start from you, you're so sad They're in such a bad psychologically, he goes 100% mutter, but case by case basis. Because sadness is a horrible thing. And sometimes when we are doing our mitzvahs, we're being good boys and girls, we get sad. During Corona, a lot of people are like, well, this is not the way God wants me to do the mitzvahs. Davening in my house, this is ridiculous. This is not the way, right? I think about a few weeks ago, I landed in America, and no shul, and no offense to Teaneck, but no shul in Teaneck wanted me to daven there. Because, you know, I had the vaccine, but they didn't know what that was. You know, in America, nobody had the vaccine. So it take a few days until I was able to daven in a shul. So davening outside. It was a horrible weather. It was snowing. It was terrible. 20-something degrees. That first day, I remember, I remember taking a picture of my phone, you know, and it was showing my kids. I'm davening outside, and it's like 8 degrees outside. You don't have kavanah. I'm being honest with you. I'm wearing gloves. I could hardly turn the pages. So sometimes we get this sadness over our way to Hashem. It's not perfect. It's not good. A person couldn't sleep last night, whatever it is. Rav Moshe Weinberg, I remember, I have the schuss of being able to say this. You know, I'm one of the early Rav Moshe Weinberger, because I remember when he moved into Windmere, and my father and I used to go to his shurim. So I remember him saying something that very much struck me. He says, why is it Motzi Shabbos nobody could ever fall asleep? So we all think it's because Shabbos, we unfortunately slept, you know, Kishir Chazonish, you know, we slept 8 hours. He goes, no, it's because it's the first time that Mashiach comes. Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos. So our neshamas are like, you can't sleep now. Mashiach might be coming. You can't sleep. So I had that Mashiach experience last night. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. And I was nervous about the shiur today. And a person wakes up in the morning and he's like, how am I going to daven this morning? I had 4 hours of sleep, 1 hour of sleep, three. Right? And he gets sad. So I want to discuss that today. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Pekudei, a beautiful pasuk, Vayar Moshe, es kol ha-melacha. Now the Mishkan is done. Vihine, and this parsha, of course, is opposed to Truma v'Tetzaveh, it's actually done. We get the commandment of what has to be done. We unfortunately take an unfortunate break for a week of Chet HaEgel, and now it's done. V'yasisa, it's done. Vayar Moshe, es kol ha-melacha. Vihine, asa, oso kasher tziva Hashem, asa, there we did, vayivarech oso Moshe. Moshe blesses them. He gives them a special bracha. Very good. Wouldn't it be amazing if we knew that bracha? What bracha did he give them? Wouldn't it be amazing? Well, we do. Because Rashi tells us what the bracha was. Rashi says, beautifully, what does it mean, Vayivarech Oysam? Amar, Yehi Ratzon, Shetishre Shechina B'Masa Yadeichem. Maybe the will that his Shechina should rest upon the work of your hands. And you'll know this line, Vayinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Masi Adenu Karaleinu Echad Mem Alf Mizmorim Shebetfilo the Moshe Tfilo the Moshe Shelukim. Right? We added, we say this on Shabbos morning, of course, these great tefillos that David HaMelech found of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Sefer Tehillim of David HaMelech, but Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos, the 10 Tehillim, very special miyuchim. This was the bracha he gave them. We say it all the time. We're going to discuss some anomalies in this. Because if you notice, Moshe's name is written twice. Didn't have to say Moshe's name twice. Aso is written twice. In fact, the Chida points out in one of his svarim, and there's many, many svarim, Nachal Kidmoinim says that the gematria of Vayivarech Oysa Moshe is the same gematria of Shetishra Shechina B'malachto. That there's something miyucha that they did. So what's so special? So what? They did what Hashem asked them to do. I put tefillin on today. God told you to do that. I learned Torah today. Big deal. Right? Your friends come to you. You have your Yetzirah because your friends say to you, come on, let's go out. We'll go out to lunch. So, okay, I'll go out to lunch when Seder's over. When it's over. Shear's over. I'm going to be at one. No. We got to go out early. Today, you know, the guy is very excited. You know, the restaurant's open today. You're allowed to sit in a restaurant today. It's exciting. Right? And you got your, you know, you got your Tav Yarok. I don't know if are you able to get it? No, of course not, right? Good scam. So, but let's say you did, and you could sit inside. Wow! No, we can't leave. So you have that Yitzhara. It's a big deal. So you went to Shir. What? You get a brownie points because you did what you're supposed to do. This comes along with Pinchas, and he says the following like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, Birech Azam Yisrael. Ma'aseh Mishkan. But Aval, Yishuna Kan had Gasham Yuchedet. Kashetziva Hashem Kain Asu. Hare Mitsuyim La'asai Sisa Malacha B'mitzvah Hashem. They did what Hashem told them to do. As I said, Shkoyach, so what? No. If they were mitatzlim, if they were lazy, hayta baze aver gedola. Aval kasher asu heitev kuchol asher tziva Hashem. Hear lahem Moshe. Pun it. The shechina should be upon you because you did what you were supposed to do. You're artisans. The hardest thing when you're an artist, right? You come into your house, you hired an architect, and you're like, "What? This is not what we agreed upon." Oh, but you don't understand. I realize that if I rounded over there, the columns, it's going to... I didn't ask you to do that. I'm an artist. What do you want me to do? But I didn't ask for that. It was hard for an artist not to use his own self. He did exactly what the Rebbe Shlomo asked him to do. The Zeh Limud Gadolah, no. This is very important, says Rabbi Pinchas. Halacha L'maisa. For example, the bias. You have the Akeres HaBayis. You have the husband or the wife. Dr. Seuss, let's be politically correct. Akeres habayis, mechina, or machin, et habayis, betuv tam, right? Let's just take the example, I don't know why, I'll take the example of a woman. I don't know why that would be, but a woman, let's say, is in the house. Okay, I don't know why. And now she's always, right, I give my example, I'll just give an example of my house. I have an amazing, amazing wife, right? She knows that we all have problems, as she likes to say, Baruch Hashem, we have five children. My wife never, ever says we have five children. She has six children, because I am one of her children. Right? Because I'm just as messy as everybody else. And Nebuch, I feel bad for every morning she comes downstairs, especially after last night, me not being able to sleep. And you got my socks are on the couch, and the pillows aren't the way they should be. I got all my svarim out. It's annoying for her. She has to clean the house. She cooks, and then what's and I have to think already, what's for dinner tonight? And this, especially going to Erev Shabbos, right? The Malach that we don't love comes out and says, oh, it's Erev Shabbos? Oh, here comes the Avodah Zarah. Here comes the Chet Egel. I'm going to get you angry. I'm going to make the oven not work. Right? A few weeks ago, if you remember, we had a power failure. Everybody was like, oh my God. In Nebuch, we had a bar mitzvah. We were eating Friday night by these people's houses. And I was like, oh no. Talk about bad food, you know. What's going to happen? Cold food? She tries to make the most delicious foods in the world. The kanot is to clean the house. It's a bias. Tircha. Harbe pam nichas. What does she think to herself? Shkoyach, I did what I was supposed to do. Nobody's thanking me for this job. I'm not getting a raise. Her raise it. Tafkida. You're keres habayis. Shoychachim b'hayar panav luvarech. This is Hashem Yishka Mavasi Adeh. Do you know what you did? This is the Shechina. The husband doesn't ask. There's a famous story about a rabbi who was invited to come, and he was scholar residents in a community, and a chash of community, and everybody was fighting over whose house he would stay at. And this guy won, and he's so excited. The rub's coming to the house. He's so excited, and he comes home, and the table is beautifully set. You could smell Shabbos in the house. You know, and it's clean, sparkling. But there's one thing the wife didn't do. She didn't cover the challahs. And he's embarrassed. This big rav comes and he sees the challahs are out naked, not covered. And he starts screaming at her. He says, no, you have a chash of a guest. That's what you do. And the rav's astounded. He's never seen such a pristine, beautiful house, smelling so beautiful. Everything set up, the flowers in it. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. She's embarrassed, you can see. And the rabbi's like, please, please, can I have the cover? Can I have the challah cover? Sure, the chabad you know, yamoyed, you know. And he takes the challah cover and he puts it on top of the head of the Baal Bayis. And the guy's like, excuse me? He says, you know why we cover the challahs? Not to embarrass the wine, but to embarrass your wife? That's okay. I'm covering you. Because you should be the one embarrassed the way you treat her. Do you understand what you just did now? Do you understand the toirich of what she just did, this whole Erev Shabbos? You know she's a little bit tired. She probably fell asleep during Kabbalah Shabbos because of all the stuff you did and you did absolutely nothing. Don't you understand? We take it for granted. Alena Lilmor mi Moshe Rabbeinu Shabirich Am Yisrael Shechina B'toicham Shezeh HaBracha Nifla B'Yoyser HaKoleles Kol HaBrachos. The Shechina should be part. Wow, I walk in. I actually can walk in Friday night to my house and I see the Shechina. I tell the story many times, but I love the story. Rav Gifter It was his wife's anniversary. And after Mincha, he goes up to a student. He says, you have a car? He says, yeah. He says, do me a favor. Can you come? Can we go into town together? I need to go to the flower store to buy flowers for my wife's anniversary. He says, oh, Rebbe, no problem. Just, you know, give me some money. I'll go buy for you. You need to go. He goes, no, I need to go myself. The student was a little bit upset. Like, my Rebbe, was he going out to the flower? And he goes to the flower store and he gets there. And he says, Pasha doesn't just pick out the flower. He's looking around. Finally, he picks something out. So on the way home, the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I'm sorry, Rosh Hashiva, I'm sorry to ask you this question. What are you wasting your time for? I could have gotten you. You tell me $50. Tell me how much you want to spend. What's going on over here? He says, you don't understand something. It's my anniversary. I'm going to bring home these flowers. My wife's going to say, ah, he remembered. And those flowers are going to stay there for Shabbos. And every time I walk downstairs, you know what I'm going to see? I'm going to see the Shechina. I'm going to look at the flowers and see the Shechina. Because the Gemara tells us that when the Shalom Bayis in the house, Shechina Shor B'nayim. But I know that every time my wife walks downstairs and sees those flowers, she smiles. Because she remembers that I remembered her, even after, you know, 46 years or however many years it was. That's the Shechina. When you come home and your wife been toyrich, it's unbelievable. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that. You simply, all you did this morning is put tefillin on. Shechina Shor B'nayim. You made somebody feel good this morning. I don't know if you're allowed to do this. Put your arm around somebody. Made them feel good. You saw they were a little bit sad. Guy's dikayom because he couldn't wake up in the morning. And here he has sheer bet. What is he doing? Oh my God. It's all right, man. Everybody's Hashem is there. Don't worry about it. Got another chance tomorrow. Okay, you struck out today. Good. You know, what we say about the baseball players. What a great profession. What's the best? What's the best? You know, what's the best average you could have? 400 and something. 400, I mean, not 400, 300 in it? That's terrible. Go to any other, right? Go to a Shana Aleph student and he says to you, my average of coming to Minyan in the morning, not Levi Torah, of course, is, you know, 300, you know, that's my average. 383. Well, 383, that's pretty good. Wow. How many strikeouts? That's life. And that's why we say this. Ke'ein Matzino is interesting because we actually see the same line in Parsha Shemini. In Parsha Shemini, the Rabbanu Shalom tells us the same idea. They finished the Mishkan again. Now they're doing the Avodis HaMishkan in Parsha Shemini. And what does it say? Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron alo mayin v'yatsu v'yavarchei usaham v'yir kavod Hashem aleihem. Says Rashi again, almost like a copy of Rashi. Omer, what does he say? V'yinam aleihem, masi adenu kol aneinu. Yiretzot shel shechid v'neihem. It's a Midrash, Torah Sfarah. A double bracha. Not just when you finish it. When we're actually started to use it, now I really appreciate it. When I start eating the food, I don't just thank my wife before and say to her, wow, thank you so much for making this house so beautiful. Now you eat the food, you're like, whoa, this was worth the Torah, honey. Hayinu sheyarayim bracha pa'amayim achas kan kasher hishtadlu bi'etzem bin av mishkan hishtadlus av bin yatsa mishkan uvesheni b'parsha shemini. Kasha, Moshe, V'Aaron, use it before. Then we recognize it. Oh. And that's the Gemara we said in Sota, Yud Zayin, that says, Ishu Isha, Zochu Shechina B'nayim. A person has to recognize that there is two brachas on whatever your spouse does. One, Rishayna, Erev Shabbos, that she did all the Torah. Right, we have something called Oynik Shabbos and Kovid Shabbos. Everything we do, to me, Mechabit the Shabbos, right? You can't just have Shabbos start and you sit at the table and you say to your wife, new, what are we having? I didn't make anything. I didn't know that. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, you got to be Mechabit the Shabbos before. Already Sunday morning, you happen to be in Yerushalayim, like, oh, we're in Yerushalayim, I'm going to go to that great meat place and I'm going to get myself a nice steak for Shabbos. Right? Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos. When you're sitting at the Suda, you thank her. And that's this double bracha that we have. And that's the double bracha that we're supposed to show in everything that we're doing. I think this is a very important idea when we speak about our lives. Wherever we're going in our lives, whether it's a few weeks in the army, and I think about my wonderful son, Yaakov Chaim Ben Sorivka, who Mirtz Hashem, with many of you guys, he's going into Kfir. I think a lot of you guys are going to Kfir. So I think about his, am I wrong? He's going, his avodas Hashem is going to be very different when he starts to go in the army. Because, right, as somebody said to me, which is true, very good idea, he says he realizes that when his son went in the army, he's no longer his son anymore, meaning the army owns you, right? And as a person, as a human being, especially as an American, somebody can tell you what to do, can tell you how long you're allowed to go to the bathroom for. It's part of the discipline in the army that you need. But there's going to be times, and the bracha that I should give him, is going to be times where your avodas Hashem is not going to be simple. My nephew who's in the army just said to me, he's talking on Friday, and we were saying that he said his, he had a very difficult Purim, because he was on Shemirah duty the whole night. He heard Megillah, and then the whole night he had to stay up for Shemirah. And the morning he heard the earliest possible Megillah reading. He said, I ate a bagel for my Suda, and I fell asleep until right before Shabbos. That was the only time he said, what are you going to do? So, no, the Rebbe says, wow, you could have gotten out of Megillah reading and said, whatever. No, I'm not going to do that. And let's go back to this idea that I said before of the double lashon. I think that's the idea behind the double lashon. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh so beautifully the following two things. One, says the Orach Chaim, the Gemara says in Zvachim, on Daf Samach Beis, Ki yesh partei mitzvah she'ena li'ikuva, ela mitzvah. Every mitzvah that we have dipsukeah, mahadrim things. I think about Pesach. Pesach, we're mahadrim and a mahadrim. We do the craziest things. You know, they asked these questions right before Pesach about people who wanted to last year. Of course we should have kitnios. Kitnios has to be mutter this year, right? Last year they said this because it's going to be so hard. Most people never made Pesach before, like my family. It was ridiculous. No, we're so machmir. The artisans had to build the Mishkan, but they did it extra. They didn't add things on it. I'm just making this up, you know, and the extra coat of paint. They wanted to look at extra good, right? When a person buys a house, we bought a house from someone, our house here in Eretz Yisrael, we bought it from someone who thought they were going to move into the house. So you know that house is so much better because they're not just flipping the house. They thought they were going to live there. So obviously they made sure that the house is going to be good and everything was upgraded. Says the Gemara, there are mitzvahs that you could just do and be yoy sezayin. No. The Torah tells us that the artisans of the Beis HaMikdash performed every diktukei ha-mitzvah. That's why the Pasuk repeats the word aso twice. Because they did it as they were commanded to do, but they did it extra special. Extra special. You could put your tefillin on in the morning. I don't know why I keep using the tefillin example. Right? And you could actually check your tefillin and say, wait a minute, they're chipped a little bit. They need a little bit more paint. It's all chumras, right? It's melo, you'll be yaitz design. Or in the middle of davening, you realize that your shell yad is really falling down. It's not really on your muscle. Yeah, whatever. God knows what I want to do here. Why do we check our shell rosh so many times? Because it's got to be in the right place. Right? Why do we check our tefillin? Ah, it's a chazakah. There's some place you can say you never have to check your tefillin. So check our tzitzit. I want to do behidura. Well, Pesach is about that. HaChodesh HaDelechem, this week we read, Hitzchatshus. What does it mean, Hitzchatshus? We are so lucky. We have our nation that every month, right? Sunday is Rosh Chodesh next week. Hitzchatshus. This Thursday is Yom Kippur Katan. It's like a Yom Kippur. We say, no, we have another chance. You know, we're in the month of Simcha. Rav Bitterman says, what does it mean it's the month of Simcha? So he says, Adar is the month of Simcha. Bisimcha. Mitzvah Gedol Elias, Bisimcha Tamin, Bisimcha. Has the same gematria as the word Shana. Because it's something that when we are Bisimcha, we have to take it with us the whole year. You have a great experience that made you happy the whole year. We spoke out before this idea. How do we do the mitzvahs? Do we do it besimcha? The more of a shemus, Klinimus Kalman Epstein, great Hasidish master, quotes the Zohar, that the Avodah Zarah, as we said, is being sad. That's the Avodah Zarah of today. What does being sad mean? Being sad is someone, says the Baal HaTanya, in the Igeres HaKodesh Yud Aleph, nothing's perfect in my life. There's something wrong. God didn't give me something. That's a terrible thing to think that. Says Ma'or V'Shemesh, quoting the Zohar, The foundation of Avodah Hashem is to distance oneself from being sad. For not being the Avodah Zarah. I have to be the Simcha. The worst thing is to stay far away from Atzavot, Atzoves, Umar Shchoira. Why were the women not involved in the Chetah Ego? You know why? Says Rav Yisachar Dover Belz. It's easy. Because when they had Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't just simply sing Az Yashar, they danced. They were besimcha. Like the Levium weren't part of it either. You know why? Because they're always besimcha, because they're always singing. They're into it. It wasn't Upstama Korban Pesach. Singing. It's amazing. That's what the Orach Chaim is saying. It says that's why Moshe's name is mentioned also twice. The bracha came from such a great tzaddik. We should realize that the bracha is coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And what about this bracha itself? What does the Noah mean? Pleasantness. What does pleasantness mean? What's pleasant? What am I talking about over here? What's pleasantness? So says the Malbim, Noam, you achieve purpose in life. Your mitzvos are greater than you. It's not just about me. This putting on tefillin today, this learning of Torah might be for future generations. This might be a zechus that later on something bad won't happen to me. You need to have a satisfaction with what you did, even if it wasn't perfect. And that's why we say the Masi Yodin Nekon Aleinu says Rav Hirsch twice. If you notice, we say Masi Yodin Nekon Aleinu, Masi Yodin Nekon Aleinu. We said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I want it to be that there's no other human pressures that are telling me, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Or other pressures like my phone buzzing in the middle of my davening. Or my friend trying to talk to me during davening. Yes, there was the idea of Masi Yodeinu that we did it, but Masi Yodai? And then the second bracha when they actually used it. Recognizing the godless, the thankfulness of actually being Jewish and then being religious. We are 1%, and then of being actually from, we're even a smaller percent. And being somebody who has had the schus of coming back a second year to learn, even a smaller percentage. First thing you do is appreciate that. Then you can appreciate other things. You didn't have a great day, but at least I did this. You got to always think to yourself, yeah, but at least I did this. You know how many people don't have the schus of doing that? You know how many people don't know what Shabbos is? You know how many people don't know what a Dakamar is? You know how many people don't... Oh. You can't keep thinking to yourself, I'm nothing, I'm a nobody, nothing. No. Don't sell yourself short. You have no idea what your impact is. Simple artisans were just doing what Hashem told them to do? No. Moshe says, no. I thank you from before, and I'm going to thank you when I actually use it. That's the idea. We should be zeichet to recognize that Hitchatzus is what this parsha is about. Looks like a very similar parsha, but it's not, because they actually finished the work, which is the very important part of it. But even lo ha'alecha m'lacham more. I'm supposed to start it. I'm supposed to try my best. That means a lot to the Rabbeinu Shalom. With that, we should be zeichet, as Bnei Yisrael got the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, we should be zeichet to get the Rabbeinu Shalom's brachos. And you should be zeichet that tomorrow, when you go up to Har Habayis, I'm assuming halachically and legally, you should pick up the phone, please, and WhatsApp me, and let me know Rav Hartzin, it's time to come. We're starting the preparations for the Paraduma, Korban Pesach, Pias Goyel Tzedek, Bebayish Lishim, Hey Rav Yameinu, Amen.